I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As a team, what happened over the past 4 months, 5 months?
That's last year. Just worry about what we're doing right now. We got guys here that are trying to get better, and that's all we can focus on.
Is important that this be the start of turning that page, or has that page already been turned?
Man, that page has been turned for a while. I'm done bringing that stuff up. I don't have nothing to do with that, and this team doesn't have to deal with that as well.
Cam, you tweeted out about you like the way this team is headed. What do you like about this group?
It's just a fresh start. It's a chance to get better and a chance for guys to keep improving. I thought we added some great pieces through the draft and through free agency, and so excited to get to work with them. I know it's only OTAs, and I know we're only in shorts, but I want to make sure we just get rolling because take advantage of this time because you don't have it too often.
How much of this is on you as a leader, as people like Marquise and Ramon, to make sure that everybody's on the same page and staying together?
It's not really on anybody because that's last year. We've moved on to it where all we got to do is focus on who's here, not who's not. I wish those guys nothing but luck, but the guys here are trying to get better. And, it'd be foolish for me to start worrying about guys that aren't here.
Was any of that emotionally exhausting, though?
Whew! Yeah, plenty. But, glad I got a great family at home that will snap me out of anything.
Some of those guys that are here now, what have you kind of told the younger guys about just being under the spotlight at this level and dealing with all that outside stuff?
Just keep your head down and stay grinding. If you want to get recognized for the right reasons. And that just means performing on the field, being in the community. So, I think we have plenty of opportunities for guys to be successful. But just draw attention on the field.
There's a lot on Devin. What are your early impressions of him coming in here?
It's first day. We got to get the jitters out. And it's kind of weird cheering for a Michigan guy now, but I'm gonna be his biggest advocate and biggest supporter. So, it's a good starting point. His first day to get him used to us. We were already kidding about when he was calling the play that he's got to get some bass in his voice. That's just us messing around. But he's gonna be good, and we'll break him in.
How do you see that playing out, Cam? Looks like you got three guys for two spots.
We'll see. I can't determine it right now. We're not even in pads yet, so you just try to make sure everybody's on the same page. Everybody can communicate, especially for a younger guy to put that much on his table, on his plate. You got to make sure you stay on him. Keep talking to him, make sure he's engaged. But you got a guy like Mark Barron who's been there and done a lot of good things. So we'll see how everybody progresses.
Is this the way this offseason transpired, including the world national news and everything else here, a motivating factor in any way for the leaders?
I think that gets misconstrued, though, because, we didn't make the playoffs. You can talk all you want about off-field stuff, but you won the Super Bowl. What are we talking about? The end goal is to win. I don't care how it gets done, but, I think we're just ready to get that 9-6-1 out of our mouths. And the only way to do that is just keep competing right now.
Cam, do you expect Mike to handle you guys any differently? Either
with what?
Not just the normal schematic tweaks, but does it need to be reined in or just?
What needs to be reined in?
I don't know. I'm just, see anything the way last year ended going into this year that Mike changed?
We're talking about a few and not talking about the many. We got a great group of guys that are hard-nosed and just trying to get better. Coach T is going to coach it like he wants to. I don't make that decision. I don't expect that decision, but it's definitely not going to be stagnant.
Cam, what you just said there about being 9-6-1 last year.
Yeah.
You guys were not in the playoffs.
Right.
Everybody's talking up the Browns. The Ravens have Lamar Jackson for a full season. Do you guys feel like you're maybe lurking in the weeds a little bit, playing a different role here to sneak up on people?
I didn't worry about them. You know, good for them. You know, I have nothing to say about them because they're not here.
Feel like an underdog this year?
I feel like a Steeler. That's it. You know, I don't care who we play. If we're underdog, overdog, it don't matter. Just ready to go.
Do you ever feel frustrated how your quarterback was portrayed in the offseason?
Yeah. You know, things were misconstrued, and, you know, you only hear one side of the story, and, you know, as a leader, you want to get to the bottom of it and talk. And I've talked to many, and I'll keep that in-house, but, you know, not having the full side of every guy's story was kind of baffling to me. The media went to one side, and I'm not saying you guys, but it was just a big thing that was only portrayed from one side. And whoever's here, I just worry about them.
How do you hold your tongue in that situation when you know things aren't maybe portrayed as facts?
Take my ego out of it and understand that it's about a team. You know, understand that I draw from my past experiences, who I've been close to, who I've talked to, who I've had relationships with. You know, I'm not going to judge a guy if I don't have a relationship with him. I'm going to judge you how I talk to you, how I communicate with you, and leave it at that. You know, we don't have to be best of friends, but, you know, if we're cordial and we get the work done, that's all that matters.
Cam, what has Ben like as a leader?
Our relationship's different for everybody. Me and Ben have a lot more leadership talks and talk about what the group needs rather than what an individual needs. You know, I think we address things as a whole instead of as just an offense or a defensive thing. You know, I thought we made a lot of progress this offseason just talking about things we want to improve this season. And I'm looking forward to seeing what we do.
Cam, is you like
when you guys started to maybe defend the logo or defend the team a little bit, where it turned somewhat was when the comments were made about Juju from AB. Was that sort of a flash?
I'm not talking about anybody here. You know,
I meant defending him.
Like right. You know, Juju's a great kid, and all he wants to do is get better. I've never seen Juju not want to be somebody's friend and not try to be a good teammate. So I leave it at that. And I love Juju to death, and I'm wishing him the best when he's number one receiver this year.
Cam, with Ben, the criticism he mentioned about how he took some of it to heart.
How could you not?
How could that benefit the Steelers this season, that you guys have had these offseason discussions, that you've talked about leadership and moving the team forward in a better direction?
Yeah.
How much do you feel like that could benefit the Steelers in the long run?
Communication is always beneficial. And when guys are honest and constructive of each other and take criticism and move forward, that's only a positive thing. You know, I like that we're not shying away from it. You know, we're trying to improve the team. We're trying to make sure everybody's on the same page. Because when you do that, you know, you can move gracefully and you can move in stride together.
Thank you, Cam.
Yep, thank you,
guys. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.